My name is Sarah Connor. August 29, 1997. It was supposed to be Judgment Day. But I changed the future. Saved 3 billion lives. Enough of a resume for you?
No.
You may have changed the future, but you didn't change our fate.
I know you're scared, but I'm here to protect you.
Never seen one like you before. Almost human.
I am human. Just enhanced. Why do you care what happens to her?
Because I was her.
Sarah!
I can see you're very upset.
Clip from Terminator Dark Fate with Linda Hamilton and Arnold Schwarzenegger returning to the series. And what do you know about this? I'm really hesitant. Just because I know that there's been this series of movies, and now this is kind of eliminates a number of movies, and it's sort of back to the first two.
Exactly.
If I'm correct.
You are correct. Pay no attention to those third, fourth, and fifth sequels of Terminator. They are going back to a sequel to T2, Judgment Day, which came out in 91. The first one came out in 84. So I guess that gives them an excuse to put Linda Hamilton back in. I know Schwarzenegger's been in and out of them, some of the sequels, I think. Anyway, time travel and science fiction, you know, Scott, how this works. You sort of throw logic out when you can time travel. And look, these have been big action movies. It certainly made Schwarzenegger an international star, and he still got it in terms of star power, maybe not quite as much as the first couple of these, but James Cameron is back producing and has story credit on this one. Tim Miller, the director of Deadpool, is directing this movie, and some new faces playing the Terminator and the person signed to protect the woman who the Terminator is trying to get. You know, that formula is back in play again. And surprisingly, 70% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. The critics are even giving it a pass.
Wow. So there's some good word here for this.
That's right. It probably doesn't translate to a huge box office. They're only predicting mid to high $30 million range this weekend. And for the start of the Hollywood holiday movie season, this is pretty weak entrance. But, it'll be number one this weekend, and good on the IMAX. You know, it's a big screen science fiction action picture.
Now, the film that I have been hearing nothing but positive things about is Parasite. It's a South Korean film. Bong Joon-ho, the director who made The Host, which was really put him on the international map, but he made some great movies. Memory of a Murder, that's a great film. This is a great director. He's got an ensemble cast, and some of the actors are people that return in his movies. You got an opportunity to see this film. I'm hearing that this could be not only like a nominee for best foreign film, but maybe even best picture.
Yeah. It won the Palme d'Or, the best picture at the Cannes Film Festival. It's sitting at, 99% fresh. The critics are just raving about it. And Scott, I've never seen a movie like this. Okay. It is subtitled. It is in a Korean language, but it's the Parasite here is sort of an analogous to the haves and the have nots, the have nots infiltrating the family life of the haves in Korea here, and how they do it is somewhat like a little tick, right? They and what happens in their interactions between these two families is both tense at times, a comic at times. It gets extremely violent at one point, so you don't know what's coming, and it's just a very mischievous story that hooks you and grabs you and leaves you breathless as you leave the theater. So really quite an amazing movie.
Well, and that's what I remember when I saw The Host, which was the first film I saw by this director. What you just said in terms of there are moments where it's funny and you go, this is a comedy. And then all of a sudden it's a horror film,
right.
or it's like this super tragic drama.
Yes.
And he's able to like cross genres in a way or moods, like put out sort of different types of moods in a film.
Right. And the symbolism of many of his shots and camera work in this movie. Snowpiercer, if you remember that with Tilda Swinton, that whole social class set on a train sort of analogy, that's very much in play for Parasite as well. And it's getting limited release, just playing at Celebration North this weekend. They're rolling it out. It's a small independent distributor called Neon, and they're probably going to be adding runs with their success because they've had huge box office in the big cities, and we'll see how it plays in small towns like ours.
Now, we also have a biographical drama, Harriet, which is about Harriet Tubman.
Right, going back to the 1850s, and she, you know, escaped from a plantation in Maryland and went to Pennsylvania, which was a free state, and then she went back 13 times to free slaves. The Underground Railroad is essentially part of this story as well. So, you know, you've got a history lesson here, a little biography, if you will, and Cynthia Erivo, who's won an may win an Oscar, but has won an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony for her role in The Color Purple on Broadway. She's an up-and-coming star, so I'm anxious to see her performance too. So Harriet's rated PG-13, and it's 73% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Now, a face that we've not seen on the big screen for some time is Edward Norton, right. And now he returns. He's not just the actor, but also the director of a film called Motherless Brooklyn with Bruce Willis, Willem Dafoe, and more.
And Alec Baldwin, yeah, exactly. And he's optioned this book, which was set in the 90s initially. He moved it to a 50s setting, so it's got that sort of 50s New York noir feel to it, a little bit of Chinatown thrown in there, and sort of the twist on his character, Lionel, he's a detective, but he has Tourette's syndrome, so this, you know, a cop in a very serious role also has this, you don't want to call it comical, but they sort of play it out like his outburst because of Tourette's is also a plot twist in this this thriller. So it's rated R, and he also co-wrote it and produced it, so it's a Edward Norton's picture from start to finish.
Well, and it's really interesting. I don't know what the story there is, but he was somebody that's was very prolific, lots of movies every year, and then suddenly he's been gone for a while.
Yeah, I don't know his history that well or what his personal life has been for the last few years, other than he's been working on this movie now for 20 years. He optioned the book 20 years ago, and so I think he's been working hard on it the last few years. You know how these things go. They take a lot out of you, especially if you're producing and writing and directing and starring in a movie. So hopefully it finds an audience, because it's going to be a competitive marketplace for a while.
Also, we have an animated comedy, Arctic Dogs.
Yeah, it's the PG, you know, animated movie of the week here. Sort of getting its couple of weeks in before Frozen 2 opens up on November 22. But a lot of celebrity voices. Jeremy Renner plays Swifty, the Arctic Fox, and he discovers a devious plan from Otto von Walrus, who is voiced by John Cleese. And there's something about drilling for gas under the Arctic that's even thrown into this movie. So, you know, a good animated movie for the families with a little message in there, environmental message as well.
And at the top of the box office, Joker is remaining there. Do you think any of these movies that are coming out in this week or next week are going to knock Joker off?
Well, certainly Terminator will. That is the new number one for sure. And Joker probably is a strong second. That is now officially the highest grossing R-rated movie of all times, with $800 million worldwide box office for Joker. And it's holding over really well. It's going to play and play right on through the holidays, I predict.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.